I'm a nut. My life, I don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense, God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. Is it wetter underwater if you're there when it rains? Is it shorter to New York than it is by plane? Between myself and I wonder who's the dumber. Is it hotter down south than it is in the summer?
Hey, let's get some ice cream.
How about this one? Pistachio almond fruit fudge butterscotch delight.
Ingredients: zinc trisodium aspartate, sorbitol and bisulfate, oxide beta carotene, lactic acid carabine.
Grade A milk emulsified, maltodextrin alkalide, silicon deoxalite, lots of sugar.
Hey, all right.
Calcified synthetic salt, artificial barley malt, glycerin and aspartate, folic acid.
That tastes great.
Monosodium glutamate, dehydrated calciumate, soybean oil, butterfat, caramel
center. I'll eat that.
Hooray for sugar, cause we love it. Chocolate chips, we want more of it. Cakes and ice cream, want to shove it down our throats real fast. Here's a candy bar, you tried it?
Hey, let's go see what's inside it.
Gelatin, that triglycerin, phosphate, soybean, lecithin, deoxylite, trisilicon, dipped in chocolate.
Bring it on!
Citrus enzymes, BHT, powdered milk,
sounds good to me!
Baking soda, carob gum, carbohydrate,
yummy yum! Monosodium glutamate, zinc disodium alginate, whole grain flour, yeast, and fat!
Fun to eat it, I'll do that!
Sweets a lot, but they make your insides rot. So remember, it's your body and the only one you've got.
Those lovable creatures, the Animaniacs, with the ice cream song, opening today's edition of Nutty But Nice, and I welcome you all. My name is Ronnie Allen. Before I tell you what else is in store, let's have a couple of Dear Old Dad songs.
Hey, Ma, here comes that crazy fly again. Papa's sitting in his chair, he is fast asleep. Everything is nice and quiet, you don't hear a peep. Then I see a little flyer buzzing all about. When he makes a landing, oh, this is what I shout. Hey, Mama, get the hammer, there's a fly on Papa's head. You heard what I said, there's a fly on Papa's head. If you ain't got a hammer, use a baccala instead. Oh, Mama, get the hammer, there's a fly on Papa's head. Papa's got a lot of skin, he ain't got no hair. That is why the little flyer makes a landing there. He had such a lot of fun sliding up and down. He must think of Papa's head's a nice, a big playground. Hey, Mama, get the hammer, there's a fly on Papa's head. You heard what I said, there's a fly on Papa's head. If you ain't got a hammer, use a loaf Italian bread. Hey, Mama, get the hammer, there's a fly on Papa's head. Now I chase the little flyer all around the place. I take a swing, I miss, I hit my uncle in the face. I swing a left, I swing a right, my arm is getting sore. And the crazy little fly goes where he was before. Hey, Mama, get the hammer, there's a fly on Papa's head. You heard what I said, there's a fly on Papa's head. If you ain't got a hammer, use a monkey wrench instead. Hey, Mama, get the hammer, there's a fly on Papa's head.
Hey, Uncle, how come you got a black eye?
That's because I don't want to switch.
Everybody wanna know how the story ends. Papa say, no touch the flyer, he's my little friend. Mama, 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 you heard what he said. Drop the hammer, baccala, and the Italian bread. Drop the hammer, don't you use a monkey wrench instead. Papa say, no touch the fire, you heard what he said. Leave the little fire, stay right up, Papa's head. Hey!
Right, here we go then. Right, here we are then. Right. That's it. Right. I'll take over now, boys. Right, I'll take over. Right. Here we go, then. Leave it to me now. I shall get it in a minute. Daddy came home from work tired. The boss had been driving him mad. The kids started fighting. The dog bit him too. His dinner was nothing but warmed over stew. I guess it was then he decided, up to the rooftop he'll go. He was about to jump off when the kids started howling below. Oh,
don't jump off the roof, Dad. You'll make a hole in the yard. Mother just planted petunias. The weeding and seeding was hard. If you must end it all, Dad, won't you please give us a break? Just take a walk to the park, Dad, and there you can jump in the lake.
Keep it going, boys. Keep it going now. That's it. Nice and loud.
Don't jump off the roof, Dad. You'll make a hole in the yard. Mother just planted petunias. The weeding and seeding was hard. If you must end it all, Dad, won't you please give us a break? Just take a walk to the park, Dad, and there you can jump in the lake.
You just heard from Lou Monte, whose best friend was a mouse named Peppino, and he sang, believe it or not, Mama, get the hammer, there's a fly on Papa's head. One of the all-time great song titles, of course. And that was followed by Tommy Cooper singing, Don't Jump Off the Roof, Dad. Tommy, incidentally, was a beloved British comedian and magician who tragically died during a live television performance. I am Ronnie Allen. This is Nutty But Nice. And on today's show, you're going to hear part 5 of a record that doesn't have a part 1, 2, 3, or 4. Wonder what that could be. Just keep talking, Ronnie. And two nutty records from the legendary Man in Black, records by Alan Sherman and Ray Stevens. We didn't play those artists on the first two shows, so we're going to play them on this show. Also, an outrageous record by a Canadian comedy group about martial arts, which, as you all know, deals with self-defense. And the highlight of this show, this deserves a drum roll, but I don't have a drum, I'm just doing a roll here. You've heard the expression, I don't get mad, I get even. Well, I am going to play for you the top 5 Nutty But Nice put-down records of all time, as voted by me. Don't miss it if you can. Homer and Jethro, of course, were kings of country comedy. This time around, they're doing a serious song, made popular by the great Ferlin Husky.
Since you've gone, you can take your heart back now. I ordered liver anyhow. I got no one to pull the plow.
Since you've gone. He's grown another foot, my sweet.
He looks so strange with 3 feet.
Since you've gone.
Since you've gone.
Oh, can't he need a bite. Since you left me forsaken, my stomach is aching. Where did you hide my teeth?
Now they're gone.
Boy, this band is really gone, ain't it? You called on car and started to squall. It burnt your front page, sports section and all. Now she's gone.
Homer and Jethro doing their inimitable rendition of a great country classic called Gone. Now I must bring in Peter Disclaimer to do a vacation. A Peter Vacation to do a disclaimer. Oh, my gosh. I think I'm going to leave that in.
The views and opinions expressed in the following record are not necessarily those of the management or staff of Old Easy Way Radio.
Who are you?
I don't know.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
You know, I saw Conway Twitty walking down the streets of Nashville the other day. I thought to myself,
yeah,
crap the bed. There goes Conway Twitty. If the 50s were so great, why did the 60s have to set the world straight? If Elvis and Buddy and Jerry Lee were really so cool, then why is just one out of three still living?
If that's living.
With Oxford shirts and khaki pants, three-day movies about giant ants, where music and media make me scream, when they make the 50s seem like some kind of dream. While real cream and Bobby socks,
shooby-doo,
measles and mumps, polio and chicken pox,
shooby-doo,
with fins on cars as big as tanks, we saved the world and got no thanks. It's easy to forget now how it was. I'm glad it's not the 50s now, because
oh baby,
will the 50s suck? Oh yes, they suck. They really suck. The big one. The 50s suck. They really suck. The big one. If James Dean was really such a superstar,
you should have swerved.
You'd think that he'd have taught himself to drive a car.
You should have swerved.
With Khrushchev getting in our face, McCarthy and the big arms race, it's easy to forget now how it was. Well, I'm glad it's not the 50s now, because
oh, baby,
oh, the 50s suck. Oh, yes, they suck. They really suck, the big one. The 50s suck. They really suck, the big one.
Oh,
the 50s suck. Oh, yes, they really suck, the big one.
Yeah!
Wow!
Yeah!
Yeah! Pinkerton Bowden doing a song all about the 50s, and of course, you all know they were just kidding, right? They don't really feel that way at all. Speaking of the 50s, this next record was, in fact, recorded in 1958 and became a hit in early 1959. The recording artist does both the female voice and the male voice. She is Linda Laurie.
Very dark in here. Ambrose, where are you? Oh, Ambrose, hold my hand. Ambrose, something's vibrating. The walls are shaking. Ambrose, we can't go on like this. Why can't we sit in the park like other boys and girls? Why do we have to walk in the subway tunnel?
Just keep walking.
Ambrose, when you grow up, why don't you be a doctor? You don't want to be a doctor? You want to be a disc jockey? Oh, Ambrose, you can't spend the rest of your life avoiding responsibilities. Ambrose, how many times have you been in love? Can't you ever be serious?
Just keep walking.
Ambrose, if I gave you my picture, would you carry it in your wallet? Well, if I gave you a wallet, would you? I'll put some money in it. What do you mean, how much? Honest, Ambrose, it's not that I didn't want to have the party at my house. I couldn't. My mommy wouldn't let me. She's ashamed. We haven't got a colored telephone. Ambrose, what was that? Oh, Ambrose, I've asked you a million times. Why do we have to walk in a subway tunnel?
Just keep walking.
Ambrose, maybe you'd like me better if I peroxide my hair like Eloise. Eloise, you know Eloise, your mother. You wouldn't like me peroxided.
Just keep walking.
Ambrose, just think.
Ambrose, part 5, Linda Laurie. And I can't play parts 1, 2, 3, or 4 because they don't exist. That's a good enough reason, right? Linda Laurie went on to write a hit single by Helen Reddy called Leave Me Alone, Ruby Red Dress. We didn't have Alan Sherman on show number 1. We didn't have Alan Sherman on show number 2. But we're going to have him right now from the album My Son the Folk Singer.
I sell a line of plastics, and I travel on the road, and I have a case of samples, which believe me is a load. Every night a strange cafe, a strange hotel, and then early in the morning I am on the road again. When the season's over and my lonesome journey ends, that's the only time I see my family and my friends. I drive up Ocean Parkway, and before I stop the car, my ma leans out the window and she hollers, "Here we are." Shake hands with your Uncle Max, my boy, and here is your sister Cheryl, and here is your cousin Isabel, that's Irving's oldest girl. And you remember the Tishman twins, Gerald and Jerome.
We all came out to greet you and to wish you welcome home. Meet Merowitz, Barowitz, Handelman, Shandelman, Sperber and Gerber and Steiner and Stone, Moskowitz, Lupowitz, Ahrens and Behrens, Feynman and Feynman and Friedman and Cohn, Smolowitz, Wallowitz, Seidelbaum, Mandelbaum, Levin, Levinsky, Levine and Levi, Brumberger, Schlumberger, Minkus and Finkus and Stein with an E-I and Stein with a Y. Shake hands with your Uncle Sal, mine boy, and here is your brother Sid, and here is your cousin Yetta, who expects another kid. Whenever you're on the road, mine boy, wherever you may roam, we'll all be here when you come back to wish you well.
Alan Sherman, the late great entertainer, and Shake Hands with Your Uncle Max, and of course, all the other people in that particular song. Alan had three albums go to number one on the chart. My Son the Folk Singer, which contained the one we just played, followed by My Son the Celebrity, and then there was My Son the Nut. And if you look at the album cover of My Son the Nut, you'll notice a little bit of a similarity with the logo for this particular show. Yes, I did borrow the idea, if you're wondering. Speaking of nutty records, Johnny Cash is known for so many great hits, but I'm going to play a couple of nutty songs that Johnny did, which you don't hear very often, but fit right in to this show.
Everybody loves the nut. The whole world loves the weirdo. Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves the nut. There was a hermit named Fred who kept a dead horse in his cave. And everyone said to Fred, Fred, how come you keep a dead horse in your cave? And he said, well, everybody loves the nut. A Columbia man named Frank had a tiger named Hank. He tried to put Hank in his tank. And guess what happened to old Frank? When they picked up the teeth, hair, and eyeballs and erected a tombstone, it read,
everybody loves the nut.
All the world loves the nut. Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves the nut.
For 2 long years, my head hurt bad, so the doctor checked me and he shook his head. He said, I'm sorry to tell you, but your body's outlived your brain. He said, I know this doctor in New York, son, and he'll fix you right up with a brand new one. So the head doctor met me when I stepped down off of the train. He said, we had this bank robber killed last night. His body shot, but his brain's all right. I'll give you a transplant, boy, and you'll be okay. I got my new brain in, and I was feeling great. I went right back to Nashville with no headache, but something strange happened when I walked in the bank one day. I said, stick 'em up, everybody, I'm robbing this place. Drop all of your money in my guitar case. Don't nobody move and don't nobody reach for that door. A lady said, why, you're Johnny Cash. I said, no, ma'am, I'm the Manhattan Flash, and I am the best bank robber in New York. Now, the other night, Roy Acuff called me. He said, John, I'd like for you to do the opera. So I went out on the stage, but I couldn't sing. I got into half a verse as I walked the line, and something snapped in this head of mine. I yelled, stick 'em up, give me your money, your watches and rings. Well, I called New York and talked to that brain quack. I said, Doc, I've got to have my old brain back. He said, I'm sorry there, Mr. Cash, but I can't do that. He said, I put your brain in a chicken last Monday. He's singing your songs and making lots of money. And I got him signed to a 10-year recording contract. Now, friends, if you see me walking down the street, remember what you see ain't necessarily me. And if I try to hold you up, don't pay me no mind. But when you got 10 bucks that you can blow, you ought to catch that Johnny Chicken show. He's doing fairs and concerts, dates all up and down the line. I said, stick 'em up, everybody, I'm robbing this place. Drop all of your money in my guitar case. Don't nobody move and don't nobody reach for that door. A lady said, why, you're Johnny Cash. I said, no, ma'am, I'm the Manhattan Flash, and I am the best bank robber in New York. Well, I don't pay any income tax. You don't pay tax on money you steal. You ought to catch that Johnny Chicken show. Chicken in Black.
Two Nutty Records by the legendary Man in Black. Everybody loves a nut and the Chicken in Black. I am Ronnie Allen. You are listening to Nutty But Nice exclusively right here on Oldies Your Way Radio. I am now going to play a wonderful polka, but I have to admit, my better half doesn't think it's quite as wonderful as I think it is. Peter Vacation, would you like to introduce it? Here, it's this one, right over here.
This is I Got a Wife. It's by the Mark IV.
Peter, it's not the Mark IV. Now, earlier, we went over these titles, okay? Now, think about what I told you. Do it again.
This is I Got a Wife. It's by the Mark IV.
Much better, Peter. That's really much better.
Close up, wipe your feet off. Goodness sake, don't slam the door. Fix the socket, dry the dishes. Can't you do a single chore? Hang the picture, set the table. Don't drop ashes on the floor. Heat the bottle, change the baby. You don't love me anymore.
He don't love her anymore. There he goes. Right out the door. He'll be back about half past ten. And then she'll start right in again.
Up, wash the windows, wipe the handprints off the door, change the light bulb, scrub the bathtub, pick the toys up from the floor, tape the lamp cord, make some coffee, burn the garbage, oil the door, get the kids and call my mother. You don't love me anymore.
Okay, I'll do it. Yeah, okay. Honey, please, honey. Yeah, I'll do it. Quiet!
He don't love her anymore. There he goes, right out the door. He'll be back about half past ten, and then she'll start right in again.
I Got a Wife, by a group that most people call the Mark IV. But of course, Peter Vacation is not one of the most people. He is something else. All I'm going to say about this next record is that it's about martial arts, which deals with self-defense, and I believe you're going to enjoy it.
Approach, students. Close the circle at the feet of the master. You have come to me asking that I be your guide along the path of Tai Kwan Leap. But be warned, to learn its ways, you must learn the ways of your own soul. Let us meditate upon this wisdom now. So,
sir! Sir! Sir!
Who disturbs our meditation as a pebble disturbs the stillness of the pond?
Me! Ed Gruberman?
Ed Gruberman.
Yeah, no disrespect or nothing, but, like, how long is this gonna take?
Taekwon Leap is not a path to a door, but a road leading forever towards the horizon.
So, like, what, an hour or so?
No, we have not even begun upon the path. Ed Gruberman, you must learn patience.
Yeah, patience. How long will that take?
Time has no meaning. To a true student, a year is as a day.
A year? I want to beat people up right now. I got the pajamas.
Beat people up?
Yeah, just show me all those nifty moves so I can start trashing bozos. That's all I came here for.
The only use of Taekwon Leap is self-defense. Do you know who said that? Ki Lo Ni, the great teacher.
Yeah? Well, the best defense is a good offense. You know who said that? Mel, the cook on Alice.
No, Taekwon Leap is the wine of purity, not the vinegar of hostility. Meditate upon this truth with us.
Listen, shrimp. Now, are you going to show me some fancy moves, or am I going to start waking the walls with you?
Ed Gruberman, you fail to grasp Taekwon Leap. Approach me that you might see.
All right, finally some action.
Observe closely, class. Boot to the head.
Ow, you wouldn't mean that!
You are lucky, Ed Gruberman. Few novices experience so much of Taekwon Leap so soon. Now we continue.
Hey, I wasn't ready. Come and get me now, shorty, huh? Come on, are you chicken?
Boot to the head.
Ow! Okay, now I'm ready. Okay, now. Come on, try it now.
Boot to the head.
Mind if I just lie down here for a minute?
Now, class, we shall return
master,
to our... It is wrong to tip the vessel of knowledge, student.
Many apologies, master, but I feel Ed Gruberman is not wholly wrong.
What do you mean?
I want to boot some head, too.
Have you learned nothing from the lesson of Ed Gruberman?
Yes, master. I have learned two things. First, that anger is a weapon only to one's opponent.
Very good.
And secondly, get in the first shot. Boot to the head.
You missed.
Well...
You too shall be honored to
learn
a lesson.
You don't have to, you know.
Boot to the head.
I gotta be gone.
Can anyone tell us what lesson has been learned here?
Yes, master. Not a single one of us could defeat you.
You gain wisdom, child.
So we'll have to gang up on you. Get him down!
Boot to the head. Now, class, let us rejoin the mind to the body and gaze into the heart of the candle in meditation. Very good, class.
People talking in movie shows, people smoking in bed, people voting Republican, give them a boot to the head.
Boot to the head! Boot to the head! Boot to the head! Boot to the head!
Mechanics who can't fix a car, politicians who can't think, the salesman who won't leave me alone, the waiter who forgot my drink.
definitely one of the most popular records that Dr. Demento has ever played on his very successful syndicated radio show, which has been going for about 40 years. What you just heard was Tai Kwan Leap and Boot to the Head by a Canadian comedy troupe called The Frantics. I am Ronnie Allen, and you're listening to Nutty But Nice on Oldies Your Way Radio. Right after this next record, I am going to proudly present the top five Nutty But Nice put-down records of all time. And let me assure you, folks, these records are meant to be funny, but they're also pretty mean. That's coming up next. But right now, on our first show, I played Shaving Cream. If you have copies of Shaving Cream, it has the name Benny Bell on the label. Benny Bell wrote the song. The man who sang Shaving Cream was Paul Wynn. Benny did do some vocals on other records, however, and this is one of them. And just in time for Thanksgiving, I'm going to play this one. It's called A Goose for My Girl.
I used to worry when Thanksgiving Day was near. What can I give my girl to fill her heart with cheer? But I solved that problem, I'm a clever boy. I know exactly how to fill her heart with joy. I'm gonna give my girl a goose for Thanksgiving. It won't surprise her since I did it once before. She jumps just like the deuce every time she gets a goose. Perhaps I ought to give her two or more. I wish I could afford to buy her a turkey, but turkeys cost so much and I'm out of work, you see. So I'll just give my girl a goose, a good old-fashioned goose. I wish someone would do the same for me. I'm gonna give my girl a goose for Thanksgiving. My friends all tell me that the plan is very smart. In fact, her daddy said to me very confidentially, that's just the way he won her mama's heart. So if you wanna make your darling feel happy, then take a tip from me and do the same thing too. Go on and give your girl a goose, a nice, soft, tender goose, and you'll discover if our love is true. I don't mean gander, a good old-fashioned goose will do.
And that was Benny Bell and A Goose for My Girl. Now it's time for the portion of the show that I've all been waiting for. I don't know if you've all been waiting for, but I've all been waiting for it. I am going to present the top five Nutty But Nice, I don't get mad, I get even, put down records of all time, as voted by me, myself, and I. Nobody on this radio station has anything to do with these rankings, and you may agree or disagree with them. Before I present it, I want to give an honorable mention to a record that was definitely a put-down record, definitely an I Don't Get Mad, I Get Even record. It was the one by Alanis Morissette called You Ought to Know. But I determined that that one really was not in the humorous vein. I don't think there was anything funny about that record. I think she really was upset.
Every time I stretch my nails down, someone else's back.
I'll give it an honorable mention, one that you're not going to hear, but now we got five nutty ones that do fall into this category. Peter Vacation was supposed to do the numerical introductions, but he is out somewhere sulking because he felt that I wasn't very nice to him earlier in the show. I'm sorry, Peter, but that's the way it goes. I just want everything to go smoothly. So I brought in Mary Roboto, who is going to help me count them down. Mary, are you ready?
Ronnie's all-time, Nutty But Nice, put down record number 5.
It's by Gillette.
They call you Mr. Personality.
Ronnie's all-time Nutty Button Knife, put down record number 4.
It's by The Big Loser and Friends.
Hello?
Hi, Betty. This is Monty. How about you and me going to the movies tonight?
That'll be the day. Hello?
Hello, Terry. This is Monty. Remember the guy who took you out last week?
I remember. Hi, y'all. This is Mary Lou speaking. What's on your mind, Big Daddy?
Hi, Mary Lou. This is Monty.
Monty?
Yeah. What you doing tonight?
I may be ugly, but I'm not desperate. Hello?
Hi. Is this Janet?
Yes, this is Janet.
Are you sure this is Janet?
Yes. I'm sure this is Janet.
Are you positive this is Janet?
Yes, I'm Janet.
Well, this is Monty. How about a date, Janet?
When Janet comes home, I'll tell her you called.
With me?
Are you kidding?
Ronnie's all-time Nutty Button Knife, put down record number 3.
It's by Lori Powell.
You thought I gave your key back, but I made myself a copy, and I make myself at home when you're not there. I burglarized, I scrutinized, I wait outside in my disguise. My dignity is gone, but I don't care. I know just what you're up to, 'cause I'm checking out your phone bills. I'm going through your MasterCard receipts. I look for in the trash, I help myself to petty cash, then make a little something to eat. You thought that I was history, but I'm listening through my bug as you try to solve the mystery of the footprints on your rug. You thought you sent me packing, but I'm closer than you know. Watching all your actions on my hidden video. Oh, you thought I gave your key back, but I made myself a copy, and I make myself at home when you're not there. I realize you womanize, I fantasize about your demise. I'll haunt you till the day you die, I swear. Invading your privacy provides a little thrill for me as I commit a felony or two. I wind away the hours taking bubble baths and showers, plotting ways to torture you.
Thank you.
wouldn't want me to. I can't have you, I'll have my fun instead. I deprogram your VCR. I drink out of the milk carton, leave the lights on, jump on the bed. For all that you did to me, it seems a fitting penalty to rearrange your satin underwear. You thought I gave your key back, but I make myself a copy, and I make myself at home when you're not there. I'll haunt you till the day you die, I swear to God I will. No matter where you run to, I'll be there.
Ronnie's all-time Nutty Button Knife puts down record number 2.
It's by Diupers.
I was cleaning out my toilet bowl when your birthday came to mind. So I sat right down to write for you a happy birthday rhyme. So here's a birthday song I wrote to tell you how I feel. Ever since you dumped on me, your birthday's no big deal. Happy birthday, fungus face. No one else can take your place. You're a worthless piece of human waste. I'm so glad you're gone away. Happy birthday, fever. Pickup truck around the jack pine tree and never get a dime from your insurance company. May your putties get religion. May the breweries all run dry. May you eat some moldy birthday cake and look until you die. Happy birthday, fungus face.
Ronnie's all-time Nutty Button Knife puts down record number 1.
It's by Weird Al Yankovic.
Well, I heard that you're leaving. Gonna leave me far behind.
So far behind you.
'Cause you found a brand new lover. You decided that I'm not your kind. So I pulled your name out of my Rolodex. And I tore all your pictures in two. And I burned down the malt shop where we used to go, just because it reminds me of you. That's right,
that's right.
You ain't gonna see me crying.
I'm glad
that you found somebody new. 'Cause I'd rather spend eternity eating shards of broken glass then spend one more minute with you.
been kind of bitter. You got me feeling down in the dumps, 'cause I'm stranded all alone in the gas station of love, and I have to use the self-service pump. Oh, oh, honey, let me help you with that suitcase. You ain't gonna break my heart in two, 'cause I'd rather get 100,000 paper cuts on my face than spend one more minute with you. Then watch you going out with other men.
I'd rather slam my fingers in a door again and again and again and again and again.
Oh, can't you see what I'm trying to say, darling? I'd rather have my blood sucked out by leeches, shove an ice pick under a toenail for two. I'd rather clean all the bathrooms in Grand Central Station with my tongue than spend one more minute with you. Yes, I'd rather jump naked on a huge pile of thumbtacks, or stick my nostrils together with crazy glue. I'd rather dive into a swimming pool filled with double-edged razor blades than spend one more minute with you.
I'd rather rip my heart right out of my ribcage with my bare hands and then throw it on the floor and stomp on it till I die
than spend one more minute.
And there you have them, the top five, Nutty But Nice, I Don't Get Mad, I Get Even, Put Down Records of All Time. In order, they were number five, Mr. Personality by Gillette, number four, This Is Monty by The Big Loser and Friends, number three, The Stalker by Laurie Powell, number two, Happy Birthday, Fungus Face by Diupers, and number one, One More Minute by Weird Al Yankovic. And speaking of one, we have one more record to go right now, and it's by Mr. Ray Stevens.
Football game this week. We got to rehearse the song. All right, let's rehearse the song.
Mr. Jekyll Groovin' Hyman, our band director, had the band practicing every day, rehearsing on the same song over and over and over. That they were gonna play on the day of the game. Well, they had green and purple uniforms, and they looked real sharp when they marched down the field, and they made the rest of the ticket for the folks up in the grandstand. And Cecil played the cymbals, Melvin played the trombone, and Julius played the trumpet in the Snellville Music Marathon, Sunday Junior High School Band. Everybody when they played their song, they played the same.
up in the grandstand. As Cecil played the cymbals, Melvin played the trombone, and Julius played the trumpet in Snailville Municipal Consolidated Junior High School Band.
Right. Now take it from the top. One and two and one, two, three, four.
Ray Stevens closing off the show with Julius Play the Trumpet. I have a special announcement. Next week, the show is going to consist exclusively of stand-up comics, male and female. We're going to do that once every four shows. My mailing address is ronnieoldiesguy@aol.com. Have yourself a great weekend, and I'm going to leave you with this thought. If A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C, unless void or prohibited by law.
Say goodnight, Ronnie.
Good night, Ronnie.
I'm a nut. I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut.
That's all, folks.